Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 1st of March, recording at 9:24 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. We had a stunning upside move in India today, post-budget move. It's another new high within one of the better uptrends around the globe. Elsewhere, number of markets a bit softer in Asia. That no doubt was influenced by Wall Street and Europe's decline yesterday. But interesting, and this is important in the short term, Europe bounced back very strongly in here today. And most markets did not offset the declines that we had seen, did not fully offset the declines that we had seen yesterday, although one did, IBEX, the Spanish stock market. But it was a good rebound overall. And the U.S. stock market, similarly, not quite offsetting those declines, but good steady action here today. Elsewhere, government bonds a bit weaker in here today. The dollar slightly steadier, but after yesterday's big hit, but it does look tired overall. And energy, oil up a little bit, 62.20 on the crude, natural gas up a little bit in here for a change, and metals mostly a bit steady. That's pretty much it in terms of the highlights. Now let's go back to those stock markets, because you might recall in yesterday's audio, if you had a chance to hear it, that I talked about those downward dynamics that we saw yesterday. And I, as an aside, I don't agree with the comments that it was all down to Google. Google was certainly a factor in sentiment, but the markets were susceptible to a correction here. Hardly surprising, investors are nervous. The global rally is 3 years old, and short-term interest rates are still rising. Here we have seen some of the overall uptrends lose some momentum, although most have continued to reconfirm in here. But I said that basically that if yesterday's downward dynamics were going to be a short-term bearish signal, then we would get follow-through today, that was required for a clear sign of pattern deterioration for the short term. If we didn't get follow-through in here today, and again I emphasize we have not, then that would suggest that we had just seen another warning shot across the bows, and that markets were going to range along for a little while longer, with the better uptrends climbing a little bit higher in this environment. So that's what I think we're likely to see overall. A little bit further on the upside. Remember, my best case scenario since the October upward dynamics was that this rally would run well into or through the first quarter of the year, so it could still have a month and a bit to go. Thereafter, I think we will see that correction in all probability, and I want to emphasize I'm only looking for a correction, so I'm no big bear in here. And what would be a correction? Well, 3 to 6 months on the downside, moves in the major indices could be I think they would mostly be in the 10 to 20% category, maybe with a few that go on a bit further, particularly some of the ones that are real high flyers in here right now. Okay. Now, you know I'm not going to sell any of my investment positions in here. Most of them are still doing reasonably well. At least the Asian stock market ones are. We're seeing a correction in the mining stocks. Now, that's hardly surprising. You could say overdue, and a number of people have said overdue. I wouldn't be at all surprised, given some of the big moves upwards that we saw in industrial metal prices, and lesser moves, but still powerful, in the precious metals. We could see several months of a consolidation in here. That would hardly be surprising, but I maintain that this is a cyclical move for the very, very long term. In terms of government bonds, I would watch these very closely here, and I'm going to relate this to stock markets because the bonds have been fairly dull in here, and you know I don't like bonds as an investment proposition right now. If you have money in that sector, I would keep it very much in the in the short term, and I haven't shorted JGBs yet, but I am going to do that before before much longer. But government bonds are one of the sectors that I would watch closely in relation to stock markets, because as you know, short-term interest rates are still pushing higher in the US and some other countries. If we were to see, for whatever reason, a crack in government bond markets, in other words, higher yields, weaker bond prices, and I think that's a matter of not if, but when that actually occurs, that would be a major danger signal for global stock markets. Now, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm just saying, just keep an eye on those. If it doesn't happen, then they're not a headwind, but sharp rise in long-dated government bond yields could be quite serious. Watch also for further strength in the Japanese yen. Now that has had a reasonably good week. It's a little bit softer in here today, but it was strong on Monday and Tuesday. If we were to get a clearly stronger Japanese yen, that would indicate that the carry trade was being unwound, and the carry trade is a source of a lot of the leveraged liquidity in the marketplace. So that would be a warning signal, not only for stock markets, but for all markets that have done well in here. So I'd keep an eye on that. And also keep an eye on the oil price. Because if the oil price, which, as I said, is at 62.20 right now, that's not a headwind at the moment, but it is within sight of the Katrina highs, at least. And if that were to push upwards sharply for any reason, and you can think of a number of reasons, I'm sure, that could cause that to happen, that again would produce another worry for global stock markets at a time when, as I say, I think the more experienced investors are really looking for a bit of a correction. If we don't get that correction, as I've said before, it's liquidity which would be the factor. But remember, if we were to see a stronger, clearly stronger yen, and I'm not talking about a one-day, one or two-day rally, but with the yen showing persistent relative strength, I'm indicating an unwinding of that yen carry trade. That would be quite an important signal, suggesting that some of that liquidity, or at least the velocity of money, was going to decline. Okay, what else to mention in here? I think that's pretty much it. Did I mention the US dollar looking a little tired in here? I believe I did. So, folks, I'll call it an early night in here. All the best.